Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join our various gaming groups as we play the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. And maybe just hang out and chat about gaming in general. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Mia kind of checks out the plants in here, and you totally notice that there is a lot of spiritual herbs, you know, the type that you do for religious, you know, type stuff, as well as poisons.
How about any for alchemical?
Yeah, I was going to say, anything for Theo?
Only if it's related to poison.
I point out the ones I think might be poisonous to Theo.
And with the 15, you're pretty sure. You're like, hey, there's deadly hemlock. There's the one that the sap is a touch toxin.
Because I do have, like, poison.
You're proficient in a poisoner's kit, I do recall.
Yeah, exactly. So I will take a few samples.
Theo just basically placates me like, oh yeah, good job. Where she, because she's like, obviously I know what that is. But I'm like, look, well, look.
She takes
now we can set up a room in the our hideout, you know, our regular lair, so to say, where I can grow my own.
Yes.
Yeah, you even got a grow light.
Because exactly, I have a grow light now.
So what is the plan?
Don't worry, I'll grow other things too. You know, spices and.
Are you going to interrogate the prisoner?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now that we've pretty much inspected everything.
Okay. She's bound and tied up. Who's going to be the one that either smacks her or smelling salts her awake?
Do you have smelling salts?
Oh, yeah, I have salts. Ah. Oh, I have a number of things that will have quite a heady aroma.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to wake her up naturally with chemicals, otherwise I'll slap her.
No. I'll uncork one of my bottles that has a particularly fragrant and pass it under her nose and then recap it.
So would she immediately go, and she looks up at you guys and has this look of fear, and she specifically is looking at Callus and Mia, by the way.
I'm sure. That makes sense.
You fainted.
So much in common.
As she looks,
I'm gonna lean into it again. You fainted.
As she leans in and looks at the bindings holding her down.
Yep, I forgot we tied her up. Never mind. I don't say that.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna say, I suggest that if you would like to live through this encounter, you may want to be perfectly frank and honest.
And forthcoming.
And her eyes kind of, you know,
and
she kind of squints her eyes, leering at you guys.
It's the master of the house in.
Does someone take the gag out?
Sure.
No, she nods. You can nod.
Ooh, look at
We'll take it out with a dagger or a knife to her throat.
Damn. Okay. As she says, she totally looks up at me and says, "You don't belong here, do you?" And she squints her eyes.
It's like, oh,
I break
no.
one of her fingers.
It's like, no, no, damn. She does belong here. And no, we don't break her fingers. Let's slow down.
I was going to say, with your strength, give me a roll for that.
Like, slow your roll.
Okay.
And she's about to get her tools out.
I will give her a big old trollkin grin and crack my knuckles.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm like, so yes, no, she does belong here. So I would start speaking.
And go ahead and give me a intimidation with advantage because, you know, your bard boy's got your back.
All right.
Yeah, good roll.
And okay. She kind of cowers from the two of you. And she's like, what do you want to know?
Like I said,
where's Seraphina?
Yeah, Seraphina. In the presence or on the property.
As she kind of like momentarily like recoils, like she doesn't want to answer. And then, you know, you just, you know, you lay it on a little heavier and she totally just
push the knife a little tighter against the neck.
She doesn't want to tell you, but she's like, yes, Mistress Seraphina is in the mansion. She's in the, and she you can totally see she doesn't want to tell you, but your intimidationness is getting through to her. She is in the basement.
And how many attend her?
And she kind of looks, you know, off for a second, like she's trying to remember the last time she says, I do believe three of the newest supplicants are attending her currently. Well, she is working on her next project.
Like, whom do you worship?
and
I fondle the tears.
She kind of like looks away for a second.
From an
accident. You non-believers won't understand.
Well,
try it.
As. We serve.
I'd like to know a little bit about their ideology.
We serve the ones who dwell in shadows.
Does this sound familiar to me?
It does. It does sound a little reminiscent to some of the rhetoric you grew up with. Little off-known shoot of demons that are basically shadowy stuff and shadowy darkness. It's not quite the usual, you know, hellmouth demons, but the ones that are super sneaky and like to manipulate shadows and do things subtly.
Wonderful.
Is there another way into the basement besides through the mansion?
You have to go in through the house to get to the basement.
Okay. Holy cow.
As all of a sudden,
we have to ring the doorbell?
Rings across the
way. That's my phone. Sorry.
As a loud church bell rings across the neighborhood.
I'm going to say, is it worship hour? So demons or devils?
Demons.
Okay. So chaotic beast.
So she's probably evil.
You think? Wait, the girl or Seraphina?
Both.
Oh. Well, they're worshiping demons, which are chaotic evil, typically.
Mm-hmm.
But she could be a sweet girl who just lost her way. Could be.
Tell me,
any other?
Do these demons require sacrifice?
And she kind of like looks sheepishly away and says, sometimes the triumvirate says we must give them sacrifices. Sometimes Darius goes out to do the sacrifices himself.
Do you ever participate in these sacrifices?
I'm gonna look at Mia with a "Who's Darius?" look.
I know from the information you gave me, I do know who Darius is, right? Or did I only know Sir?
You do know.
I know who Darius is. He's one of the three. He's not a good guy. You definitely don't want to meet him in a dark alleyway.
And when Theo asks, "Have you been part of the sacrifices?" she totally like turns away, and in her angst, you can totally read her body language that yes, she has, but she's not admitting to it. She just starts crying.
You said Serafina is starting on her next plan. What's her next plan?
Unfortunately, I am just a lowly supplicant. I do not know.
What was her last plan?
Her last plan helped get us the Shadow Manor and bring in a few members of the cult.
And are they present, any of them?
There are about a dozen or so of the other supplicants there, as well as the three, the triumvirate.
So Serafina, Lucinda, and Darius are all here?
And she kind of like searches her feelings, and she's like, I believe only two of them are currently on the property.
She searches her feelings?
She basically took a momentary pause.
Oh. I was like, is she telepathically connected to them?
No, she was trying to determine whether or not she wanted to.
She doesn't want to give info.
Okay.
All
right.
So Serafina and Darius are here, correct?
I don't know which two are currently here for sure.
Okay. So we've got we've got an enchantress that's here, possibly a warlock, possibly an assassin.
All susceptible to lead. All right.
Now,
I'm done with her.
Is anyone going to do an insight check?
Yes, I would because I don't want to trust her at all.
Who has the best insight? Because
not me.
I create the paranoia.
No, I've been, because I said there's another question I want to ask.
Oh, yeah, no, go. Yeah, I have a negative one insight, so as far as I know, she's telling all the truth.
I'm going to ask her, who was the last sacrifice? Tell me who they were.
And are you going to combine that with the insight check?
Yes.
Ooh, give me that insight check. A solid 15.
Nice.
As she starts to get... Actually, I'll give you advantage because the whole dagger to her throat thing. A solid dirty 20 as she says, just some homeless person, and the way she says it, you like immediately know she's trying to avoid something, and you try to psychologically turn the screws on her, and she finally like gives out a small burst of tears and admits, some waif we took off the streets with a promise of food in order to use them for a blood sacrifice. And she doesn't...
I stick the shears in her neck.
And she doesn't seem sorry with that insight check. She seems ashamed to have been caught.
No. I as soon as she told that, I'm like, I stab her in the neck with the shears.
Damn, as you're all gathered around her, and she stabs her in the throat, and there's a spurt.
Hey, I'm chaotic neutral.
I like.
Well, I am too, but doesn't mean you have to kill someone.
I'm all for it.
I mean, she did just admit to killing.
I say about time.
They kidnapped a child and slaughtered them for a cultish ritual, and she doesn't care.
And
how many other children have these people destroyed? How many other innocent people have suffered because of these demonic, you know?
And as Theo's saying that, she's just gurgling on the ground.
And I'm crying. And I am crying.
And also, Kels, we made no guarantee of safety. And we made our intentions clear from the start that we weren't kindly disposed to her. So it's a good killing.
No false pretenses were given.
And I'm usually one, live and let live. They don't deserve to live.
The people that we're going up against are monsters. My family are monsters, and not in the way that I say I'm a monster, but they are legitimate monsters that kill hundreds at a time for the fun of it. They're monsters.
I cut her throat to at least put her out of her misery quickly.
Finish her off a little quicker.
Yeah, because it's not my specialty, and I'm crying the whole time. Like, not like...
I put my arm around Theo and console him.
Thank you. And I latch onto you and just hug.
All right. Well, we got to pull ourselves together. We got others to attend to, so no time in dallying here. Let's get this done.
I was going to say, just callous.
People to kill, mansions to burn.
Rifle, just because.
And we will make our way to here.
To the egress. Okay, so you guys are going to stealth. And we've got Mia in the cloak as well, with the keys.
Yep. And I'm unusually a lot more quiet and subdued than I normally am.
Is Theo pulling her gas mask over her face to conceal it? So her tears can't be seen? Thankfully, it's a super special, magically treated gas mask that doesn't fog up on the inside. Is anybody who's worn one, you know that's a pain in the ass. Okay, so guys, go ahead and give me your stealth roll as you're sneaking to the door.
Oh, and since I did follow my heart, can I have a
inspiration? Yes, you can.
And we're timing it based on the onlookers from above before we leave and head across.
Ooh, okay, so that would give you guys advantage.
Oh, okay, good. Then I got a nat 20.
Since Kallus totally said that, it's funny because, you know, his other roll was a 1. For once, he finally botched his stealth roll and he managed to talk himself into advantage. Okay, so nobody else needs to really worry about it because you had Theo with her natural 20 and Kallus with his 20, dirty 26. And everybody else.
Like I said, 12. I really don't want to be seen right now.
So you guys have sneaky your way over to here. You have two options for keys to try. Are you doing anything before you touch the door?
Well, this is the place of, does anybody have, you know, I mean, somebody should check for traps or picking the lock.
I mean, somebody has a really good investigation, so to detect traps.
Interesting.
Am I still muted?
Nope. We just heard you just now.
Okay.
Okay. So you check the door for traps with your investigate at 23, which is a damn good roll. You clearly see on the door there is in fact a little cable of some kind on the door that looks like some kind of trap or alarm.
I stay away from that and let the group know, like, hey, there's some kind of alarm there. Kallus, when you try to pick a lock, you might not want to touch that.
Well, this arm said trap that you have now found.
Okay. So go ahead and give me a sleight of hand as you try to disassemble the alarm. Oh, like within a brief second, he goes up and touches and pulls the little thing, and the line basically is now secured to the top. With that sleight of hand, you know for sure that this is basically one of those little tripwire bell type of situations where if you open the door somewhere in the property, a bell rings to let people know the door's been opened.
But such a mundane process. Trap.
Now, do you want to permanently disable it or just like one shot disable it?
Permanently. Okay. That way we don't mess with
you
it.
Rolled more than well enough to permanently go knick, snip, snip, and you have no fear of the alarm going off.
There we go. And you have the keys.
Look at us working together.
You have the keys.
Okay, I'm going to take the key out, and I'm going to see if I can find the one that will work and unlock the door and try to open it and go in.
Okay, so it just takes a brief second to go up. Not this key. Must be this key. You put it in, and the door clicks, and you get the slight squeak of the door.
But I have my hood up, so I'm trying to look as much like Chicky Girl, like with a little bit of a slouch posture as possible.
And as the door opens up, it totally lets into what looks like the entryway or a nice, mansion, living area. It's got seats, some tables. There's some weird writing on the floor. It looks like once upon a time there may have been carpets in here, but they kind of ripped them up all hastily. And they carved some shit into the middle of the floor that looks like magic shit.
Can I roll a history to see if I know what this is?
I'll take an arcana for that, yeah. You can totally roll
arcana.
Arcana?
Dang.
It's some kind of magic glowy rune on the floor. You see from the symbols with your 11 that it's some kind of ward on the floor.
I let the group know there's a ward on the floor.
And is it big enough that we can't like go around it?
It's big enough that you can walk around it, but if it's a ward, depending on what kind of ward it is, with her 11 on Arcana, these kind of wards are basically a magical trigger. Something triggers it. It could be anyone. It could be any species. It could be any alignment.
Well,
nobody
it could like be this. If you're human.
Well,
because for some reason
human.
She's very upset. Well, they're very obsessed with us being Iosin.
Well, because you're family, right? This is biological family, I'm assuming.
No, we are not blood related.
Well,
but you are all of the same species, aren't you? That's what he's implying.
Yeah.
No, we are not the same species either.
I figured I'd throw that
Seraphina's
out.
Seraphina's not. So Seraphina or whatever is not Iosin?
She is, yes.
Okay,
she's not
that's
my family.
What I'm...
Oh, sorry, yes, she
you,
is.
Your family.
This whole racket's being run, apparently, or led by Iosins is what I'm gathering.
Yeah, this cult or whatever is going on here is definitely led by Iosin.
At some point, Cal is probably going to try to get Mia drunk to spill the details she keeps hiding.
Nope.
So, do you guys go in? I mean, don't be afraid of a magic world.
Anybody...
What's the worst that happens?
Yeah.
I could go in first. I think I have the most hit points.
I'm assuming you don't have... dispel magic or anything yet?
I do not think so.
Thinking Boom Howler, but
I have Misty Step where I can blink in there. I can blur myself.
Yeah, no.
But
that ain't gonna solve it. Screw it. I'll step in and work my way around the outer edge or around the outer part of the room. It's the best I can, keeping away from the ward, not knowing how far it might or might not extend.
What if we just, if we toss something in there?
Not going to do anything. It's a magical ward, so it's usually to ward against something.
Okay,
so who's going in first is the question.
I'll sneak my way in.
Okay.
Yeah, as the only human, I'm not going to enter just
yet. And Talos, as you sneak in, what is your alignment?
Chaotic neutral.
Okay. The glowing runes are throbbing on the floor. They don't seem to, like, do anything to react to you. As you take a sigh of relief, as you find the corner there, and the runes just keep doing their little purple glowy on the floor. You say anything to the team?
Looks good. Didn't react to me.
Okay, then I'm going to follow in after him.
Okay, and Mia, what is your alignment?
Chaotic neutral.
Interesting. The runes don't do anything when you step in.
I'll shift forward a bit.
Well,
and this room is nicely decorated.
Seems to be okay, guys.
Okay, I'm gonna enter.
Okay. And Theo, what is your alignment?
As I've already mentioned, it's chaotic neutral.
Interesting.
Nice party. Bunch of individuals out for themselves, but somehow working together. I love it.
It's because you all realize you get better quality food if you work together than individually.
Right.
All these anarchists totally do their own fight club as a group.
I try to take Callus down one game at a time.
And is Boom Howler coming in?
I'm reluctant to come in.
Uh-oh.
But I will.
He's like, I know you species races don't like trolls.
Well, yeah. And I'm lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral. Oh. Interesting.
That's not so
and
bad.
The runes don't change their glow or pulse at all when you come in.
It's looking for good, not lawful or
chaotic. Can't be like all too goody-goody if you're going to be in a gang.
No, yeah. I'm not good. Saying. But
no, what I'm saying, that none of us really chose a good alignment because
and lawful doesn't mean he follows the laws of the land. It's he has his own
code.
Laws and dictates and code that he follows. So that it doesn't mean that you're necessarily lawful to the land. You have it's
the pirate code.
He's got laws of his own that he kind of
follows. It's more of a guideline, really.
Yes, that's the lawful neutral I am.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. I will go check in this door.
I just worried because it was a chaotic neutral cult.
Are you just walking up to the door, or are you stealthing up to the door?
I'm in a stealth mode at this point, so I will stealth.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't hurt that
you want to roll.
I definitely want to roll. You're not alone.
And then, of course, And, of course, my 16 passive
perception. With your passive perception, let me clear the way so I can point to some rooms as you kind of peek, listen through the door with your uber perception. You can see the ping that I'm – you probably can't because I didn't ping. You see the
– Yeah, I was going to say you'd have to ping first.
This ping?
Or
do I have to go right here for you to see the ping?
Hold on. I got to move my turn order. I couldn't see it.
I see it. Right
okay,
there.
So from there, you hear the clatter of plates.
Like,
what time of day is it? Dinner?
Dropping a plate? Breaking a plate? Or just like,
Like lunch plates.
Oh, lunchtime. All right. We're just in time for lunch.
From over here, you're hearing, I should ping this direction, you're hearing someone singing softly. It's kind of gurgled. There's some splashing sound. And then from, and I got to reveal so you can hear from that section, but it's close enough you should totally hear.
Somewhere that way.
Yep. From, totally do a smidge there to keep things secret. From over here, down the hall, kind of adjacent room, you hear someone talking in a very abrupt tones to someone.
So I kind of point out and signal, like, hearing sounds this way, this way, this way, this way.
Do we want me to, my disguise, to try to draw, make some kind of distraction?
Well, yeah, you could do your hood up and kind of step out and kind of look and see what you're looking to see.
Okay.
And
I'm going
the table's moving on its own.
Here.
There's a magic moving table, though. Be careful.
I walk out and I would like to do an investigation check to see if I can get a little more information on what's going on.
Okay.
You mean perception?
Perception? Oh, a perception check?
Investigation's like physically, like searching drawers, yep. Searching
figuring out
the area. Things.
I'm better at more, that, but I'll do perception.
Yeah, more hands-on than perception. You're just kind of looking and listening.
Nope, I got no idea.
You're distracted because on the other side of this door, as you step out, you totally hear that there's people making, you know, conversation behind this door. And then down here, someone is basically berating someone. And they're doing it in.
Do I happen to recognize the voice?
Not with the six. You just recognize the accents.
And Callus can see me, right?
Do you close the door behind you?
I kind of twitch my head. I twitch my head to the person towards the person that's berating it in Ios.
All right.
Okay. What are the rest of you guys doing?
How well does she? She doesn't know this place yet.
She does not know the floor plan.
Didn't make it here.
Doesn't the her body language implies she's not actually been in this house to you?
We definitely want to avoid here, so I would say we sneak our way this way. Just a gut feeling.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then I'll go down the hallway.
And I will stealth out and follow at a slight distance behind her.
And then we roll a stealth.
If you guys are stealthing, yep.
Yep. I'm just walking like I belong there.
Yeah, she's hood up, being all inconspicuous.
I certainly don't belong there, so.
But if we don't stealth, then we don't roll, so we can't fail a roll, right?
But then you have to hide back there. Or you're making enough noise that you're easily noticeable. So you guys hanging back in
like
the foyer?
I don't like that option.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you guys hanging back there? Or are you coming with?
No, I was coming with.
So this door here is slightly ajar. And you're clearly hearing someone berating some people.
I was following Callus.
There you go.
Okay, you're stealthing with that 23 to stealth?
Yeah.
I mean, double 23s, look at that.
Yeah.
I forgot to...
Even Callus didn't even notice you were right behind him. He was a cat.
Look at that. Boom, howler, all concerned.
I'm going to walk on into the room.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, that's what we're wanting to do, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could look and peek in the room first to see if it's worth bothering. We got a door here that we could investigate because we probably want to go to the basement, right? Is what we were being told.
Yeah.
Where Serafina was.
Okay.
So we're kind of looking for that more than because combat starts. I mean, might get a little noisy and there's a whole bunch eating breakfast or lunch.
Okay. Then I'll just let Catless take the lead.
Well, are you going to peek in the robes?
Yes, I would peek in and see what I can see.
If we're passing through and it happens to be the kitchen.
Kitchen's on the other side of the hall.
So are you peeking in to not be noticed peeking in?
Yes.
Okay, give me a stealth.
Okay.
That's going to be you peeking in. Oh, Jesus, look at that, 22. As you peek in, and I have a quick question for you. When you peek in, have you ever personally met Serafina?
Yes.
Okay. So when you peek in, immediately the voice clears up when you peek through the door that's just slightly ajar. You open it and your one eye is seen peeking through and your Iosan eye focuses on the different lighting in there because it's, a little bit brighter. It's got magical lighting source. By the way, this window is totally painted in on the inside. And you see that there are stairs that go down, a fireplace, Serafina talking to two of the cultists in similar robes to what you're wearing. And she's telling them that you need to be more careful next time and make sure what happened doesn't happen again. And she basically is going off in this berating thing with a little bit of like cult buzzwords thrown in, which, sounds very bullshitty, at least to your ears, but that's your ears.
Okay.
And with your
I really want to go in this room, guys.
With your cursory glance, the thing that you're looking for, you don't see on her.
Okay.
So many secrets, you know?
I mean,
all right.
She's our target, right? So might as well do it. We're going to have to fight a few people, but we can make it work.
Okay. I'm going to go into the room and try to walk up towards her. And at the very last second, I'm going to throw back my cloak, pull out my mechanical pistol, and try to shoot at her.
Damn. Are you giving your team a heads up of any kind?
Nope, I just take off.
Yeah, she didn't tell us it's Serafina, so we don't know, but she obviously is engaging, so. All right. Awesome sauce. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go. Where's my initiative? We're rolling for initiative, right? Or do I roll to shoot first?
Although, since it's a surprise attack, shouldn't we just get first initiative?
Oh, yeah. You go ahead and roll initiative. To roll, but yeah, you guys.
Shoot first, roll initiative later. First.
Shoot first. Well, I totally missed.
Give me a second.
Roll initiative.
Working on it.
I am so bad at initiative.
That's such a
That's bullet. Okay. We still love you.
I make up for it in other ways.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. You don't have to click on your token.
Yeah, it is kind of nice.
Finally.
I know, it's definitely nice that they've cleaned that up.
It's So I'm guessing I didn't hit her with a whopping 6.
Are you just jumping in, shooting and firing before he says do anything?
I thought he said. I thought somebody said shoot first and roll for initiative.
Well,
was that we would get first as a surprise round, that we should be able to go first.
And actually, it's not just a 6. It's a red, which means that would have been a fumble, a double fumble.
You rolled 2-1. As
I'm impressed.
I was really upset.
As the group sees you, like, you went from peeking through the door to all of a sudden, me, a woman of action! And you kind of, like, slide in the door, reach into your cloak, and you pull out your pistol to try to shoot her point blank. And the pistol totally gets caught in your cloak and kind of discharges halfway through the draw, making a big kerfuffle of noise and chaos and stuff. Why did my baddies not get their initiative?
They don't deserve it.
I was going to say, that was
there. You go. Now they're on there.
I'm going to yell, "He is so angry with you." As my bonus. Do I get a bonus action for this shot that I shot into the floor?
You do, as the bolt hits the floor and everyone, like, stops talking and looks right at you. As you're kind of a mess here. You know that cloak you were wearing is totally throwing your game off. Remember, it's unseasonably thick. So it doesn't
I remember she's properly. The reason I got caught.
Yep, and there's some
so I'm mad.
Some fluster and some anger here. As, all kinds of shit happens as you take that shot, and your team's just like, what the what? So
that just happened.
So what do you say? I mean, what can your compatriots hear down the hallway as you come in and you totally try to John Wick that shit?
He is so mad at you. He sent me to kill you.
He said, okay.
And replace you.
Oh.
Now we get the whole story.
She's trying to play some mind games on her.
Well, and she didn't quite tell us all that. It sounded more personal. Now it's like somebody else is involved. So now we hear more of the true story of what's going on.
I like the way you say it.
So she's using us.
Mm-hmm. For somebody else, not her own. I mean, if it was her own will using us, that's one thing. But she's not. She's using us for somebody else. So that's kind of hurtful.
I'm just making this up, guys. I'm totally fluffy.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
Oh, no. I think that we would have known that she's doing a...
She's chaotic neutral.
Exactly.
So she's been lying to us, and now that she's angry, the truth's coming out, and oopsie.
Lying to us the whole time.
Yeah.
She probably infiltrated our crew for this exact purpose.
Whoever did.
I'm actually a sharpshooter and everything. I'm not even a forecaster.
Whoever he is. Exactly.
The conspiracy theories fly.
That hurts. I mean, her using me for her own whim, that's one thing, but wow.
And so top of the order. The shot went wild. You know, it's like flintlocks. You expect misfires and things to happen. Okay, interesting things happen.
She has no idea the rest of us are here.
Yep, and she totally looks at you and hisses when she sees you. She does that elven cat thing where they hiss and the ears just tilt back. And she's hot looking. I mean, she's as hot as you've ever seen her look. And she's going to totally pull out her little dagger and stab you.
Hot as in mad or hot as in woohoo?
Hot as in woohoo.
Like hot looking.
And, you know, you did just try to shoot her. I mean, there's no doubt that the accidental discharge was meant for her face. So will a solid 8 hit you with a dagger?
Thank goodness, no.
Apparently, she is equally surprised as you are in this encounter. She looks at you square in the eyes. Her eyes turn to little slits and says, "There will be a reckoning, you bitch." And she says some magical words that as soon as they leave her lips, her form seems to grow misty and she teleports down the stairs.
Oh, shit. So there's only two people in there with her?
There's only two people in, down there with her.
Or, well...
Not that any of you know, because you're just like, what's going on? So, Calvis, well, yeah. What would you
so
like
to do? We know there's a
do?
Bunch of voices in here.
And a gun just went off in the house.
Right. All right.
But it's a magic gun, so it doesn't make a noise, right?
If she puts the money into it, sure.
All right. Are we ready?
We're ready. What are you doing?
Next. All right. Yep. Well, now that that's all gone on, and you said there were several voices and things going on in here,
yep.
Yeah? All right. With that, Kallus steps over here, cracks open the door.
The door totally opens up, and you see a bunch of people just eating at the table. They're just eating at the table.
Do you still have that bardic inspiration? Not that it'll help with the one.
As you kick in the table, and all of a sudden, eight people all look up at you as they're like halfway through their meal, all sitting all prone, and you go, bam, and like the chicken on the table explodes as you have murdered the lunch.
Oh shit.
Well, I mean, it would have been 16 points advantage. It
would have been impressive as shit.
You did blow that chicken up really
as
good.
There's just loud noise and chicken parts falling from the ceiling.
On the plus side, Mia did not see that.
And it did not basically bounce off the door and come back on you guys.
Well, that's what I was worried about.
Ones with hand grenades are never fun. And immediately all eight
grenade's
of them
defective.
Totally like grab their carving knives and look at you and they're starting to get up all slow and creepy. Oh,
well, I'm sure they were already alarmed by the gunshot, so.
Okay, so then it's my turn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come up here
and
toss
oh, damn.
It. Huh?
You hear an oh, damn.
Yeah, and toss and in
after
a
an explosion.
Grenade. An incendiary grenade.
Okay, so which one are you aiming for?
I'm kind of aiming for like this kind of guy right
one.
Here. So hopefully to get as many other people as possible.
Mm-hmm. So one of the guys in the middle of the little board bench that they're sitting on. So you get three for one. Okay.
Yeah, and just in case I'm using my inspiration.
Ooh, she burns it so quickly.
Wow. And I'm glad I did.
Okay, 14 is better than a 6 every day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a 14 will definitely hit.
Okay.
There's no doubt that a 14 will hit these guys. Holy shit.
That's why I chose the incendiary grenade.
So, needless to say, it was this guy. Or we're going to say this guy, right?
This guy, the second one in, is where I was aiming to hopefully get damage on the nearby guy.
Your incendiary grenade instantly envelops the guy in fire, and you just hear this blood-curdling scream. As you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he dead. He burned a crisp. You did enough extra over damage that his ancestors are feeling his hot death.
Yeah, well, I wasn't so worried about just the ancestors, but as the people next to him.
Okay, so how much damage do you do with your AoE? It's been a while, so I'll totally ask you.
Let's see. I'm trying to look it up. Hold on.
This is why we can't have nice things. We burn them down before we capture them.
Yeah. Creature's area of effect. Oh, wait a minute. Damn. Creatures in the area of effect do not take damage, but must succeed on a constitution saving throw against the creator's alchemy DC or fall unconscious.
That's okay.
Okay, so hopefully...
Are you sure you're looking at the incendiary grenade?
Yeah, it's weird for incendiary, but that's not the...
Incendiary grenade. An incendiary requires, you know, a knock... Oh, no, that's knockout bomb.
Yeah. I was going to say, that doesn't sound
that's probably
like your
my
incendiary.
Grenade. Yeah, that sounds like my grenade that I threw the explosive.
Oh, I think I was going to... I meant to throw the alchemical explosive. But, oh well. Okay, so make it nearby creatures.
Does that help that I shared that with you?
Yes, yes, it does.
So I need to make a deck.
Wait. On a failed save, the creature takes half of the damage? Oh, taken by the target. Got it. Never mind.
Okay, so then they have to...
I need two dex saves. So one guy made his save. We'll say it's the further guy away because, you know, this guy had some of the chicken to protect himself. But this guy takes half damage. And how much is half of the damage?
Eight.
As he also is caught in the fireball and burns, dying with, you know, a fire on their burning corpses and the bench that they're sitting on now on fire.
I got your back, Callus.
Thank you. Well, it's first time using your grenades, so I'm, you know, a little off. I wanted a diversionary for your grenade. Yeah.
Well, then, well succeeded.
Okay, whoosh, boom, bang, whoosh. Ah! The collective sound effects that are now happening.
Yes.
I often lose.
As, you're still back over there, aren't you, Mia? What's Mia gonna do?
Muted.
Are you muted? Did we lose you? Did the lawnmower man attack?
Can you guys not hear me?
We can hear you now.
Now I'm out again.
Oh, okay. I don't know why it wasn't muted. Okay. I cast Misty Step and I was trying to follow after Serafina.
Oh.
And I did that before everybody else started doing their thing. So
as for Misty Step, you have to do that on your turn, which would have been before she retreated.
Okay, so I will not do that. I will go back and help the group, I guess.
You just heard it.
Well, there's two guys in front of you right now.
Yeah.
There's two cultists right there. One is going to totally stab you if you
and
try to run away.
You
could also call Gunny.
Ooh, do we want to call him yet, though?
You're Gunny.
The gig's up.
Oh, okay. No, you do have a feeling blowing the whistle in the house is not going to be very effective.
I don't know. This door's open. This door is open.
This is a window right here.
He's got super hearing, right?
It's a window, but it is closed and does have blackout curtains over it.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to attack.
Just shank that one.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull out my pistol and shoot it.
You're going to shoot him point blank?
Although.
Remember, you are disadvantaged.
It doesn't hurt me if I
shoot.
I am at a disadvantage. That's right.
Well,
I was
but there's that. One that's not point blank. There's the other one.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll shoot this, the other one.
We should have told Gunny that also if he hears starts hearing his explosions.
And a 12 will totally hit.
Okay.
I suggested that there was gunshots or fire or explosions, but
remember, Gunny
well,
only
but
has an intel of 5.
I know. Chris Boom's by the door. He could boom out the door. Gunny!
So 6 points. You wound this one, but this cultist is still barely alive, totally clutching their wound. Going, I was promised I would get great power, not die.
That's
apparently the contract wasn't all that good.
Or fool you, buddy.
And I am not going to move away so this person doesn't get an attack of opportunity, so I'm just going to stay where I'm at.
You're going to mad dog him?
Yep.
Giving him a taste to hellfire before, you know.
What's her name, Ran? I'm going to use, for my bonus action, I'm going to look at them and be like, kneel or die.
Ooh. Do me a
favor. Actually, I didn't take a bonus. You can do it incidental discussions.
Okay.
But comments. With a bonus, can she roll for intimidation?
I would say give me an intimidation just to see how scary you are, but it's probably not going to work.
Okay.
I mean, they did just witness you fumble a shot into the floor.
Damn.
And yeah.
Damn.
As the cultist looks at you and is like, if I carve out your heart and give it to my mistress, she will reward me again, and totally does the lecherous lip lick of
ew.
Maybe she'll reward me with your body.
Ew. He's totally creepy.
Yeah. God, I hope he means eating me. Not anything else.
Oh, that's what he means, but in a different way.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Please follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/CPPN to never miss a show or stream.